Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. This episode of Ghost Town may contain disturbing or graphic descriptions, which may not be suitable for all audiences. Please use discretion while listening. Hotel on the Edge. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
If you take a train 18 miles past Bogota, Colombia, through the southwest parks and lush lakes, you'll eventually wind through enchanting mists, blues and grays of the Tequendama Falls. This stunning, gigantic natural waterfall is nearly 600 feet tall. For reference, Niagara Falls is only 160 feet tall. It's a staggering natural wonder, to be sure. But across from its commanding peak sits an even more intimidating, ominous sight. A structure, the ghost of a hotel. The brown and red brick, worn away from years of Colombian forest humidity, pollution, and waterfall, looks like it's out of a fairy tale. It's a former four-star luxury hotel turned museum called the Hotel del Salto, translated to mean Hotel of the Leap or Hotel of the Falls. Not because of its proximity to Tequendama, but the unexplainable pull the falls has on the people around it and residents of the building, a pull that often leads them to their horrific deaths. Today, the Hotel del Salto, what Colombians call their suicide hotel. The Hotel del Salto's dark history begins thousands of years before anyone broke ground on the establishment itself. Tequendama can be translated to, quote, "he who precipitated downward," in the Chibcha language of the Muisca people, an indigenous community who lived in the area since the 6th century. The falls were a place that the inhabitants respected, even feared, mostly due to its terrifying origin story. It goes like this. The Muisca people disrespected their gods, and in retaliation, the gods of the Muiscas ragefully flooded the area, murdering people en masse and destroying the Muisca people's crops. Without a food source and much of their community wiped out, the remaining Muisca begged for forgiveness, and that's when the god Bochica appeared, showing up to help. In an act of communal redemption, Bochica created the falls to stop the flood of the Bogota savanna, and eventually saving the now extremely repentant Muisca people. But the torment around the Tequendama Falls reemerged, this time in the 1500s. At this point, the waterfall was rumored to be a last-ditch effort of escape, with indigenous tribes people jumping into it to avoid being killed by Spanish conquistadors. I know what you're thinking. Jumping down into a 600-foot waterfall doesn't feel like much of an escape. Well, it was rumored that the Muisca people thought that the waterfall's power might transform them into eagles mid-jump, allowing them to fly away from the colonialist terror they were experiencing. Another rumor, not substantiated, but mentioned in my research, was that the Muiscas would often take prisoners and either push them or make them jump to their deaths on the falls. And yet, after the Spanish takeover of Colombia, this seductively beautiful land lay mostly vacant for over 400 years. As the Spanish people were populating Bogota and building transit through the country, an interest in the outlying areas picked up. That's when the Hotel del Salto itself comes into play. Constructed in 1923, the Hotel del Salto was originally the vision of architect Carlos Arturo Tapias, ordered by the president of Colombia, Pedro Nel Ospina. It was originally meant to be a stately mansion for the 1%, a place of exceptional joy and elegance where rich people could gather and indulge in the exquisite view of Tequendama and just be rich people doing rich people things. Of course, not much thought was put into the area's history or indigenous people. The building is perched literally on a craggy rock on the top of a cliff. Through its large French doors, windows, and wraparound patios, you get a straight-on, immersive view of Tequendama Falls. It is an incredible building with a captivating view, but to me it looks like, with one small event, it could tumble down the cliff into the water below. And yet, it hasn't. Hotel del Salto became an actual hotel in 1928, entertaining many a visitor who loved the Hotel del Salto's art, architecture, and of course, the hypnotic view of Tequendama Falls. But during this time, several Colombians chose to take their lives at the falls, even off the balcony of the hotel. With a front row seat to people, even fellow guests, jumping to their deaths, the place became not a hub for luxury and relaxation, but for bad energy, entrapment, and despair. Supposedly, some hotel guests even then would hear cries echoing through the elegant walls, reminiscent of the last sound one might make before jumping to one's death. Some of the area deaths have been connected to specific rooms or parts of the hotel. Room 201, for example, is said to be haunted by a woman who died by suicide there after her lover abandoned her. Room 217 is said to be haunted by a man who hanged himself there after he lost all of his money. The balcony itself is said to be haunted by a young couple who, on their wedding night, jumped from the room down to their deaths, hundreds of feet below. Let's take a break.
From Wondery, I Hear Fear is a new anthology series of suspenseful horror stories hosted by Carrie Mulligan. These stories are inspired by true events and real places, so the next sound you hear could be your own scream. In each episode of I Hear Fear, you'll be treated to a new psychological thriller. A forest monster who lures teens into the woods and never lets them return. A line of beauty products that takes the search for youth to dark extremes. And an EDM party that turns deadly when the DJ takes over more than just the dance floor. These might sound like urban legends, but I Hear Fear proves that the scariest stories of all are the ones that are true. I Hear Fear will introduce immersive horror and lead you straight into the heart of darkness. Prepare to be taken on a journey into the unknown. Follow I Hear Fear on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of I Hear Fear ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
You doing okay?
We're getting there.
Mid-October, are you excited?
It's getting spooky in here.
I like it.
It's like year round is Halloween for us. This is my Christmas. Right?
I love when people say this is my Super Bowl. Yeah. I was like, it can't always be that. I mean, yeah. The Super Bowl is a giant. Who's your halftime show? Answer me that.
Us?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Not good.
Oof.
You know what my Super Bowl is?
What?
The people of Ghost Town. We want to thank everyone for support, spreading the good word of Ghost Town. Shouting it loud
and proud,
freaking out your neighbors. good, they should be
do
freaked
it
out.
Give them a little scare.
Yeah,
tis the season.
And my ideal Super Bowl halftime show would be our Ghost Town government.
Oh yeah.
Whew. Including the mayors. Wow. this is a big one.
This is like, what are they gonna wear? Who are the guests at the show? What hits are they going to play?
Playing her hit song, I'm All That, is Kat Joselle.
Hello.
You see where I'm going with these, right?
Always.
Playing her hit song, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, is Emma Can't Stop, Won't Stop Hopkins. Making it work.
She knew.
You guys know what you're getting yourselves into. Playing her song, World Wide Web, is Casey Worldwide Webber.
I love that song.
It's so easy to download.
Good.
You know what? It's a little edgy, though. Surfing the web. Catching a wave. Oh, right?
No, it's great. That's why it's great. That's why it's a hit.
Playing her love song, It's Not You, It's Me, is Kelly, It's Not You, It's Me.
I love this song during a breakup. It's a good song.
There's tears in the audience. Also playing his very empowering song, Get Out of My Way, is Matthew Clemenz. Get Out of My Way, Lorraine.
I like the remix of this one.
I don't care what you say, out of my way, my way. Playing a cover of Hall & Oates' I Can't Go For That cover song, wow. Classic though.
Wow.
Is Ashley, I Can't Go For That, Mattson.
It's clever.
And you know the song. I don't need to sing it.
No, you don't need to sing it.
I don't need to sing it and make it better.
No, don't. Please don't.
And our governor. Who's high above.
That's right.
Just got her DJ stuff going.
Uh-huh.
Full band behind her.
That's right. The dancers fly out in front of her. But we know she's there.
Premiering her hit song, I'm Going Global. Now, it sounds like it'd be a song. It sounds like a reality star would like be like, oh, I'm a singer now. Here's my song. I'm going global.
No, it's really good. It's actually the new James Bond theme.
If she allows it. That would be our governor. I'm going global.
Avian Noble.
No ads, no chit chat, bonus episodes, just the good stuff. That was just the bad stuff.
This is the bad stuff.
Head on over. You get 7 days free, no ads, no chit chat, just the goods. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and we got something good coming up.
Oh, yeah, we do. And if you're liking hearing about older hotels with these kind of patchwork illicit histories, you will love what is coming up next. If you love hotels with kind of haunted, paranormal, interesting histories, you are going to love what we have in store for the rest of October for you. I promise. You'll love it.
You want to get back to this hotel?
Let's get back to Columbia, where business is dropping off in the 1930s due to the Great Depression. At this point, another story emerges. Columbians believe that perhaps the Muisca cursed the land where the hotel was built. And around this time, the ghost sightings also become more prevalent. Hotel guests claim to see apparitions inside the hotel and outside by the falls. Some even say that they hear quiet voices, possibly the spirits of the Muisca people. According to another account, dark energy of the falls drove a hotel guest to brutally murder a beautiful young socialite in one of the rooms, painting the walls with the young woman's blood. They say her vengeful spirit can be seen angrily peering from the window in the room where she died. At this point, guests often found themselves involved in police investigations of deaths at the falls, which hurt the hotel's reputation and fueled rumors of the aforementioned curse. In the 1950s, the owners of the Hotel del Stalto tried to expand on the building, beginning construction on an 18-floor hotel. However, the original hotel sustained some unexplainable damage, and the expansion was never finished. Also around that time, engineers installed the El Charquito hydroelectric plant and dam, and the Muna Reservoir to provide electricity, damaging the ecosystem and kickstarting the degradation of the area's previously clear fresh water. And with the increasing trash, human waste, and industrial pollution in the Bogota River during the 1970s, the smell and the water quality of the falls became putrid and unbearable. In fact, the water became so toxic that, quote, no animal can survive for long in the anoxic waters of the Rio Bogota as it approaches and flows through the capital city, said the Bogota City paper of the water at that point in time. The hotel was officially closed in 1990, having operated for over 50 years. To this day, if you go to visit the falls, you can see the masses of white foam in the river at the top, and still areas so toxic that there are no signs of life, indicating just how polluted the Tequendama Falls is, even today. The 90s heralded in a new era for the hotel. The empty building saw curious ghost hunters and destitute squatters throughout its rooms, eager to explore the hotel's paranormal pedigree for themselves. The hotel fell into decay, with the foul-smelling water and the heavily polluted Bogota River below, only reinforcing the sense that something is intrinsically wrong with the falls, the hotel, and the area as a whole. The rumors of hauntings grew even more intense, according to History 101, with urban explorers reportedly seeing, quote, the shadows of people who weren't there, and hearing, quote, quiet, distant conversations in a strange language. There are also those who believe that the angry spirits of the Muiscan people cursed the property due to their banishment from the land, as well as the pollution that has destroyed much of the area's ecosystem. However, efforts to turn the seemingly doomed building around began in 2011, when the Ecological Farm Foundation of Porvenir arranged to buy the Hotel del Stalto and transform it into a museum as part of their mission to recover the region and make it, quote, free, clean, and surrounded by a healthy ecosystem. The museum opened to the public in 2013 with its first exhibit, Caverns and Ecosystems of the Subterranean World. But the change seemed to piss people off in a way, almost like breaking away from the hotel's history would further doom it. Says a travel writer on the hotel from the travel website Brit on the Move, quote, dressed up in the white paint, the building, while restored, has lost its original luster. The white color modernizes it and minimizes its creepy old building look. No more moss and brick. I am sure this was done to protect the building from decay. I wish they had chosen to keep the original style, which I thought was more impressive. But people still gather, and experiences of hauntings are still discussed. Others say that they see shadows, figures, faces, or lights in the windows or on the walls. Some feel someone touching them, pushing them, or scratching them when no one is there. The hotel is still said to be haunted by the spirits of the Muisca people, who died at the waterfall or were killed by the Spanish invaders. Others believe that evil entities that feed on fear and negative energy are the actual paranormal occupants in the space. But the paranormal dangers seem to pale in comparison to some still very present and real dangers at the Hotel del Stalto. According to the UK paper The Express, tourists are still warned to stay close to the property at night, as the ledges of the structure are still incredibly dangerous. Even since then, some visitors have fallen off the narrow balcony, whether intentional or not, a misstep or a seduction from a cursed waterfall. Nobody can say for sure. Now again, if you liked that episode, if that was interesting to you, we have a incredible three-part series coming up, talking about a different, just as illicit, just as fascinating historic hotel. Keep listening.